Exactly a year after the House Commerce Committee began an investigation into pill dumping in West Virginia, the five big opioid distributors will face off with lawmakers from that same committee. Lawmakers want to know how millions of prescription painkillers ended up flooding small towns in West Virginia, the state with the nation's highest drug overdose rate. The House subcommittee reports one small town with just 406 people saw a single pharmacy receive nearly 9 million opioid pills over 2 years. The hearing is being compared to the one that occurred 2 decades ago, featuring the nation's seven largest tobacco companies, where they testified they did not believe that cigarettes were addictive. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
It's almost 10 years now. We've been through street corners and periods of homelessness. He's been through rehab facilities. He's been in jail. He's relapsed 14 times and twice been resuscitated from death by overdose. I would tell them that shame on you for allowing for creating this epidemic and then allowing it to flourish by making sure that there was very little done to address it for many, many years. The pharmaceutical companies have continued to rake in billions on the backs of pain pills that have been prescribed for everything from tennis elbow to back pain. It's a very sad, man-made epidemic that has cost hundreds of thousands of lives, not to mention destroyed lives and many people who have survived and families that have survived, such as ours. This is a man-made epidemic and equal opportunity destroyer that is, again, killing over 100 Americans every single day.